Now I want to be turning in your New Testament to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. And I was talking with Jeremiah today on the phone. We were discussing a false position that has been troubling some brethren. It's not something I don't think that will ever gain a great deal of traction. But it is the view that punishment in hell is not eternal. It comes from the idea, and of course there are certain religious denominations, including the Jehovah's Witnesses, that think that the wicked will be annihilated, so they will contend for eternity for the righteous, eternal bliss for the righteous, but that they advocate for annihilation for those who are wicked. And there are some brethren who take that position, not many. It has gained a bit more prevalence as of late because of a posthumous book that was published, that was written by Homer Haley, that was published posthumously. It was published after his death. It's the last thing, basically, that he was working on in his life before he passed from the life. And he took that position that torment will not be eternal torment, but an individual, when they die, then they will be annihilated in flame. One of the primary points being made in that regard is that God is a just God, and that eternal torment is something that cannot be reconciled with the concept of God's goodness and justness. Now, I wanted to note the text in Luke chapter 16. This, of course, is the reference to the rich man and Lazarus. And you remember there that after they died, they went to what we'll refer to as Hades, the Hadean world. And the description that is given, and by the way, parable or not, and I do not believe this to be a parable. There's nothing that indicates it's a parable. It's very different in its construction than what Jesus typically did when he gave parables. One of the primary things is he actually named a character, not a certain rich man or a certain master of a vineyard, but he said Lazarus. That was an individual. And he died, and he was comforted in the bosom of Abraham. You remember the rich man also died and was buried, and he was tormented. We're told in verse 23, being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Now I do want to acknowledge, first of all, that's not hellfire. We understand that the Hadean world is the repository of those who have died until such time as judgment and the final disposition of both the righteous and the wicked in either heaven or hell. So we're not talking about hell here, but we are talking about a place of torment, and it is described as torment in fire, and it is also described as ongoing torment in fire. And I think that at least in that, even in this very little statement, it sets aside one of the primary arguments that are made, that God is too good a God to torment someone in flames in an ongoing torment. And the concept of annihilation is that you're thrown into the fire and you're burned up and you cease to exist. That's certainly not what was happening here. He's tormented in the flame. He wants to have some kind of relief from that. And Abraham said, there's no relief coming. It's not going to happen. So Lazarus was comforted in the bosom of Abraham, but that rich man, that torment persisted and persists even to this day. And so the idea of ongoing torment and flame is not an indication that God is unfair or that he is not good or not just. It is an indication of just how bad sin is. And so I want you to acknowledge and understand just how bad sin is. To recognize that it's not a minor thing. It is not a mild thing. When you sin against God, you are deserving of God's wrath. There is an eternal fire that has been prepared, and that will be the final repository for the wicked. And that death or separation from God is eternal in nature. It is a place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. A place where individuals will persist in their consciousness, but there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And there is not a single individual who is here this evening that we want to go to that place. We want you to escape that end. The only way that you can escape that end is by turning to God and being reconciled to Him, so that you will not have a life of eternal condemnation and separation from God, but rather a life eternally in His presence. If you will repent of your sins, confess Christ as Lord as you believe Him to be baptized to have your sins washed away, you can enjoy that life of reconciliation and have that hope of heaven, where for an eternity you will not be in torment, but rather in bliss in the presence of God. We offer the opportunity to you to respond to the invitation call and ask that you come. While together we stand, while we sing.